This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Super Tuesday didn't resolve it, but for many captains of industry, the big political question of the year is antitrust. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The morning after Super Tuesday primaries, and for people making money decisions large and small, the election results are not a paradigm shift. Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics. Karen, this even with news this morning that Republican Nikki Haley is suspending her campaign for president?
That's correct. Absolutely.
But that does not mean people in the world of business and markets are not paying extraordinarily close attention to what happens in November.
Oh, no. It's on everybody's minds, and certainly something anyone I know about is talking about all the time. Every poll that's a little bit one way, a little bit the other way, gets an awful lot of attention.
Because in your view, there's a big issue on the table. A big piece of policy could change depending on who sits in the White House come January.
That's right. In fact, many major financial market investment and global issues, of course, hang in the balance. But one of the most important, really near-term issues that everyone I work with is laser-focused on is mergers. Because as you have covered, David, the Biden administration has a very, very aggressive anti-merger policy for anything big that smacks of consolidation. And that's just going to continue. The president's strike force yesterday was very anti-merger. And if you're thinking about a really big deal that might run into a lot of attack under the Biden administration, you know that deal's not even going to come close to closing until the end of the year. So who's in the White House in January is going to make a really big, big difference to whether you think you can get your deal done.
All right. Thoughts about antitrust policy and the election. Karen Petru, co-founder, managing partner, Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
House of Representatives is set to vote today on a package of six spending bills to keep parts of the government running through September. Congress has to pass the measures and send them to the president by this Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, that legislation is stuffed with many pet projects.
The spending package includes funding for the Departments of Agriculture, Environment, Commerce, Justice, and Energy. The EPA got a 10% funding cut. There's a big boost for the Children's Nutrition Program, known as WIC. And there was plenty of money for earmarks, those pet projects lawmakers love. House Speaker Mike Johnson requested $7 million for construction at a medical facility at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. There's $90 million for a National Guard Readiness Center addition in New York. That was requested by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Assuming both houses of Congress pass these six bills this week, they'll then move on to the remaining six spending bills. That legislation is more contentious. It includes funding for the rest of the federal government, including the Defense Department and Department of Homeland Security. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
We'll be right back. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Disruptions to global shipping are focused on the Red Sea now, where a U.S. destroyer today shot down drones and a missile launched by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Indian Navy also released photos of a fire aboard a container ship from a missile attack earlier. But across the world, another vital trade route linking two oceans is having its own challenges. The Panama Canal doesn't have enough water. The BBC's Michelle Fleury reports from Panama.
This is our boat.
We're headed to see one of the hydrology stations on Lake Gatun.
Lake Gatun is the huge reservoir in the middle of the Panama Canal.
Can you see the number?
It's Nelson Guerra's job to obsess about water levels. He's the Panama Canal Authority's hydrologist.
The level is 81.20 feet.
And where should it be normally?
5 feet more.
The lack of water at the Panama Canal is causing a global headache. The number of vessels that can pass through here each day has been slashed from 36 to 24.
Eso es un problema porque,
Jose Cervantes from shipping company Agunsa told me this shortcut between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans is the natural route, warning if it's blocked, alternatives are needed, meaning more time and extra costs.
Costs that are passed on to the consumer.
My name is Christian Good. I'm a farmer from Macon, Mississippi. These canals allow us to navigate at an inexpensive price, quick delivery times, which is so important. But without those canals, it really adds time.
Each ship passing through these locks requires around 50 million gallons of water.
But it means the canal here is reliant on rainwater, which is in short supply. Ilya Espina de Marotta, the canal's chief sustainability officer, says the drought, made worse by the El Nino weather phenomenon, is expected to last until May.
2023 has been the second driest year in the history of the Panama Canal. We had to cut down on number of ships being able to transit to maintain the lake level through the summer.
The Canal Authority is trying to reuse as much water as possible. It's considering building more reservoirs to store water and is even exploring cloud seeding to make it rain more.
Is this climate change?
We believe it's climate change. If you look at the world 2023, the Amazon River, very low. Mississippi River had to stop transits, very low level. So it's not only Panama, it's the world.
Another container ship is about to pass through the heavy metal gates of the Panama Canal. The problems here are a reminder that while other routes suffer disruption from politics and piracy, climate change may yet be the biggest crisis for global trade. In Panama, I'm the BBC's Michelle Fleury for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.